From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Can two people who have never met get together and make meaningful music? NPR's Project Song puts musicians in a recording studio for 2 days and documents their songwriting process. Well, today, the two musicians are Chris Walla, he's the guitarist and producer for the popular indie band Death Cab for Cutie, and producer and musician Jay Robbins. When they first met up in our studios, they knew each other's music, but the rest was unfamiliar. Project Song producer Bob Boylan picks up their story.
It didn't take but a few minutes for it all to sink in.
I mean, we're both a little terrified about it, I think, but it's pretty exciting. I think it's going to be fun.
That's Chris Walla. He and musician Jay Robbins are in NPR Studio 4A, a beautifully spacious, wood-filled music studio. Chris and Jay have plugged in their guitar amps. There's a drum kit set up, and that seat will be filled later by Jay's friend, Darren Zentek.
Honestly, I feel like we've never played music together before. Mm-hmm. That the best thing we could possibly do is just sit down and start playing, just start jamming. Mm-hmm.
The song they're going to try and write and record will be based on a photograph and a word. I gave them a choice of six. They chose the word cerebral. The picture they selected is a house in a huge canyon, and the canyon is flooded, and so is the house. And in this huge lake of water is a small boat, and on that boat, a dog. The sky is a gorgeous blue. It's a surreal, cataclysmic scenario that was created by photographer Tom Chambers. You'll soon hear how Chris Walla uses this image to help him write the song's lyrics.
So how do we write songs? I'm always inclined to just write a four-chord pop song, if not a three-chord pop song.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that you can help pull away from that.
Did you hear that little doo-doo-doop, that simple three-note bass line Jay Robbins played? It was nothing earth-shaking for sure, but it was a conversation starter, a bit like someone asking you, what's up? And Chris Walla starts to respond to that bass line, that what's up, with his acoustic guitar. Again, nothing profound. You often don't start with the profound. You just have to start. Around this time, their drummer arrives. And with few words spoken and only a few strums played, Darren Zentek joins in the creative process.
Yes. Are we rolling, Neil? One, two, three.
And Chris Walla, Jay Robbins, and Darren Zentek continue to expand the skeletal structure of the song by playing it over and over and over again, and each time discovering the possibilities with the chords and the song structure they'd cooked up.
There's something magic in there yet, and we haven't found it yet, I don't feel like. There's.
But near the end of the first day, just about 6 hours into Project Song, Chris Walla, Jay Robbins, and Darren Zentek were finding a groove, finding ways to transition from one part of the song to another, and I could see and sometimes hear that Chris Walla was working on lyrics for the song. In fact, he'd been scribbling lyrics on an old paper bag he kept in his back pocket.
With any luck, there won't be a lot of writing to do. I think I've got this thing already sort of half in the bag.
Literally, mm-hmm. On the bag. In fact, where is that paper bag?
Yeah, it's an actual bag. Yeah. I started just saving bags from, delivery food and stuff for whatever happens to be handy. And this was a bag from Falbo Brothers Pizzeria in Madison, Wisconsin. And this is the bag that the salad came in that I've been carrying around with me for the last 3 days. So,
you got some verses?
Yeah. I have two verses and one chorus. Right now I'm writing pretty literally from the photograph that we have.
I heard you say the word
I'm
mercury.
Singing the word mercury. There's mercury. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where that comes from or why. I don't know, but.
Do you care?
Not especially. I suppose if there was a global warming or climate crisis, it could tie into that, but I don't know if it necessarily needs to be that literal. I don't know. It's a word that's got a nice shape for the spot that it's going to fall into. And that's so important to me, is just having the language fit in those kinds of terms as much as in terms of what the words actually mean.
Day one is over. There are more words to write, lots more to record. But in one day, a song has taken shape, where just hours ago there were some photographs and an awful lot of apprehension. Very early in the next morning, Chris Walla woke from his hotel room in downtown Washington, walked around the city listening to a CD of what had been recorded the day before. He jotted down more lyrics on his paper bag. Our next and final recording day began around 10 a.m. After dozens of takes and harmony parts, Jay Robbins takes a stab at some vocals to reinforce what Chris Walla had put down.
All of this hinges on the mercury right in front of me, from 32 to infinity.
The rest of the day included a Jay Robbins piano part, more guitars, the final vocal tracks, more guitars, and vocal harmonies. And here's a bit of how it turned out. I sat down with Jay Robbins and Chris Walla to try to figure out what they understood about what they'd just done. And for Jay Robbins, it was the photograph of that huge canyon filled with water and a house half flooded, tilted, perhaps floating away from a dog on a boat, that sparked all that he did.
This picture is a really dark scenario in a way. I mean, you could definitely see it that way because the house is dilapidated, but it has this wide open kind of optimistic quality to it.
I mean, it felt like in terms of writing a song, it's like, well, you can write a song that goes to the little sad thing that has the dark places in it, or you can go everywhere but that. So in this case, it was that.
A lot of the time, the more that you talk about what you should do in the structure of the song, the more pitfalls you run into. And the thing that Darren definitely is great about is he's, every time we've ever jammed and worked on songs, he's always been, you know, when we hit the impasse and we're like, what is it supposed to do now? He's like, just keep playing. It'll work itself out. It'll happen. And it's always been true. And then you stop being cerebral.
Yeah.
And then right. Stuff just kind of happens.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
You can watch the creation of this song at our Project Song website and hear an entire song at NPR.org. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.